thank the Lord for his gift, don't we? I don't know about you, but I feel the presence of the Lord. If you have your Bibles, you'll turn with me this morning to the fourth chapter of John's Gospel. We'd like to read the first 10 verses. John's Gospel, chapter 4, and the first 10 verses. I hope that you enjoyed your class this morning as much as we did in ours. My heart was specially blessed from the testimonies that were given in our class about their appreciation and what they felt like Christmas was all about. Begin reading with the first verse of John's Gospel, the fourth chapter. When therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, though Jesus himself baptized not but his disciples, he left Judea and departed again into Galilee, and he must needs go through Samaria. Then cometh he to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus saith unto her, give me to drink. For his disciples were gone away unto the city to buy meat. Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith unto thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. I would like to take the 10th verse for our text this morning. I'd like to read to you the translation of this verse from the Living Bible. He replied, if you only knew what a wonderful gift God has for you and who I am, you would ask me for some living water. I would like to take Jesus' reply to the Samaritan woman. If I only knew what a wonderful gift God has for you. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 9 and 15, thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. The Amplified Bible translates that this way. Now thanks be to God for his gift beyond telling, his indescribable, inexpressible free gift. Thank God, the Living Bible says, for his son, his gift too wonderful for words. As I begin to approach the Christmas season, I'm going to think about our Christmas message today. I was led to what Jesus said to the Samaritan woman. I don't think I've ever used this text for a Christmas message before, but it so burned its way into my heart and my mind. And after praying, trying to visualize what Jesus said in my own mind, I felt like I'd like to share that. I want you to think about these words. If you only knew what a wonderful gift God has for you. I thought about that and I looked at a world. I looked into a world where there are millions of people who are dying, who are hurting, who are depressed, who are troubled. I looked at a world that is in search for something
churches and religious people in search of something to satisfy a thirst and a hunger in the heart. And I thought about what a tremendous privilege it is to be able to look in that world that's bleeding and hurting and dying and hungry and thirsty, and be able to say to them, if you only knew what a wonderful gift God has for you. And I thought about, that's what Christmas is about. That's what the celebration of Christmas comes down to. It's for us to tell this hurting, bleeding, dying, wounded world about that wonderful gift God has. That gift that is inexpressible. That gift that is indescribable. But we have the privilege. I think about that Samaritan woman. Here was a woman that greatly needed the gift of God. She was a sinner. The description we receive of her in this account tells us that she had already had 5 husbands, and the one she was living with was not even her husband. She was a woman of the world. She was a woman that had no reputation. She even had to come to the well in the middle of the day. And that was not the usual time that people went to the well to draw water. But she had to try to avoid as many people as she could, for people looked down their noses on this poor sinner woman. When she started to the well that day, she needed God's gift. But she did not understand or know anything about God's gift. She had no idea about what the gift of God was. She had no way of knowing about that gift. Perhaps she didn't really know that she needed the gift. But as she started to the well that day, little did she know that she was going to come in contact with God's gift to mankind. The Bible said that she must needs go through, or Jesus must needs go through Samaria. God has a very special way of getting his gift to needy people. You know, I want to talk about that gift this morning. Now, I don't have the words, and you don't have the words. We sing about it, we talk about it, we read about it. But when we get on to the fact that now we're going to try to tell people about God's gift, we feel so awkward, we feel so helpless. We find ourselves praying, oh God, unctionize us. Anoint us that we might be able to preach and teach the way we should about this gift. I read about Marcus Caesar, who was given a friend a very beautiful and very expensive gift. And as he approached to give this gift to his friend, the friend said to Marcus Caesar, "This gift is too great for me to receive." But the Caesar said, "It may be too great for you to receive, but it's not too great for me to give." God's gift was too great for me to receive, but it was not too great for God to give and enable me to receive. Let's talk about this gift of God. The first thing I want you to understand about God's gift is this. It was an unsolicited gift. You know, at this season of the year, how many times have you asked or been asked, what do you want for Christmas? What do you want for Christmas? What can I get you for Christmas? Now, most of the gifts that we receive and give are gifts that are given or received by request. We give because we ask. And we want to know what people want. So we say, what do you want us to give you for Christmas? So gifts come to us at this time of year as a result But I want you to know, God did not give his gift because it was requested. God did not give his gift because man saw his need and said, God, what we need is a Savior. That's not why God gave us his Son, because man was asking him for a Savior. No, God looked at man's need. He didn't ask us what we wanted. Thank God he gave us what we needed. He gave us a Savior. Hallelujah to God. You know, I can remember my grandmother and grandfather saying, well, we're going to give them what they need. We couldn't always get what we wanted, but they tried to work it around to give us what we needed. And I want you to know that God's gift was an unsolicited gift. It was an unwanted gift by multitudes. Had God asked men in that day what they wanted from him, they would have said, God, give us material wealth. God, give us perfect health. God, give us an earthly kingdom. God, give us houses. God, give us lands. God, give us property. It's just in man to ask God sometimes for the material, the temporal. Man was not seeking God's gift of his Son as a Savior, but thank God, God gave to the world what they needed. Hallelujah to the Lord. So his gift was unsolicited. Unsolicited. There's another thing about God's gift I want you to think about this morning. It's an unlimited gift. By that I mean this gift is for everybody. Aren't you glad? You know, there are some department stores I can't go into. They exclude me because of the prices of their gift. There are some department stores that only cater to the rich. You won't find me going to a Rolls Royce place. You know, there's some that just, you can look at it and say, I don't belong in there. What they have to offer is limited for a special, select few people. There are some gifts that are not affordable to me and you. They're limited. The last few years, how much fighting and wrangling and standing in line for that limited supply of those ugly Cabbage Patch dolls. But they only had a very limited supply of it. People fought for them. Well, my daughter said she went to a department store and the ladies just had a knockdown, drag-out fight over Cabbage Patch dolls. They didn't have but a very limited supply, and so they had to make sure they got one. And they tell me that's not the hot item this year. Amen. They say that. I don't know what it is this year. But they had only a limited supply. And so only a few could obtain those gifts. Not all of us can afford diamonds. Not all of us can afford furs. Not all of us can afford expensive presents. They're off limits to some of us. But thank God, I'm glad the gift of God is available to every man. Hallelujah. It's available to all of us. There are those every now and then that want to try to preach a limited atonement. They want to make out like that just certain people can be saved. If I read my Bible right, brother, all people can be saved. All people. For God so gave his Son, he gave him to love the world, that he gave his only begotten Son. I want you to know God's gift is unlimited. It's available. It's not limited to a certain race of people. Can you say praise the Lord for that? It's not limited to the middle class or the upper class. Thank God he's available to all classes. His gift is not limited to a certain denomination. I feel sorry for denominations that act like they're the only people that have the gift of God. I'm glad, thank God, he's in every denomination that will exalt and praise him. Thank God. His gift is unsolicited. His gift is unlimited. He is available. Then God's gift is unparalleled. Can you compare Jesus to any gift? Thank God for the sun. Thank God for the moon. Thank God for the stars. Thank God for trees. Thank God for all the gifts. But there is not a gift that compares to Jesus. He is unparalleled. When we sing that song, Jesus, 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 there's something about that name. I want you to know there's no other name under heaven that compares to the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, how can I compare Jesus? He's uncomparable, unparalleled. Could you top that gift? Could anybody give you anything that would top the gift of Jesus? Oh, thank God. Let me tell you something else about this gift. Not only is this gift, was this gift unlimited and undesired and unparalleled, but this gift, my friends, is unchanging. You know, some gifts we used to get just are obsolete. I mean, there are some gifts that change with time. Some gifts go out of style. I mean, you know, some ties I used to wear and get at Christmas, they just wouldn't be in style this Christmas. So you just had to lay those gifts aside. You know, styles change, time change, people change, books change, customs change, traditions change. And a lot of things people gave 25 years ago, if you gave them today, you would offend people. So they drug that out somewhere out of the closet and given me this old outdated gift. But I got something to tell you. The gift that God gives today is an unchanging gift. It's the same today, yesterday, and forever. Can you say, praise the Lord? I want you to know for over 1900 years, thank God it has been in style, and it still is today. Thank God it is not obsolete. Years have not tattered it. Years have not outdated it. Jesus Christ is still the supreme gift of all man. Unchanging in its worth. Unchanging in its need. Unchanging, my friends, in what it can do. Thank God he's the same today. Can you say praise the Lord? We don't have to go to say to this world, well, this world's changed. We talk about that all the time. We got to change our methods. We got to change our approach. What we did 25 years ago in the church won't work today. We got to do some new thing. Well, brother, we can rearrange our program sometimes. We can try a new approach. But I want you to know we can never change our gift. Amen. Oh, may God help me and you to know. We may sing different songs. We may have different ways to reach the lost. But when we climb in this pulpit and when we look at the world, our gift remains the same. We have no new gift from God to give mankind. We have Jesus Christ, the unchanging gift that we offer to the world. Glory to God. Not only, my friends, is it an unchanging gift, but it's an undeserved, unmerited gift. Amen. Everything me and you have this morning, we either earned it, and God forbid some stole it. No, we don't have any of those here, but the things that you have, you could either earn them or steal them. Somebody may loan it to you. But God's gift was unearned and unmerited. It was given to an undeserved race of people. I'm glad he didn't give us what we deserved. We deserved hell. He gave us his son. Hallelujah. And don't you feel with pride and haughtiness to feel like that, oh, I must be somebody special because God gave me the gift of his son. I want you to know God gave the gift of his son to the whole human race. grace, amen. And we have no right to try to hold on this gift like it's our own prized possession. God gave us our gift, this great gift, to share with the world. But God gave her that gift. Let me tell you something else about this gift. It arrived right on time. Now, a lot of gifts get misplaced, and they don't get to where they ought to on time. Some Christmas gifts will come about New Year's. Some anniversary gifts come late. I forgot. So some gifts that are due on anniversaries and birthdays and at Christmas time, sometimes they get delayed. Sometimes they don't get there. Sometimes they're not on time. But I got good news for you this morning. God's gift came right on time. Amen. Listen to what the Bible says. Praise His holy name. But the Bible says in Galatians, but when the fullness of time was come, not one day early, not one day late, when it was God's time and the right time, God gave the world the great gift of His Son. Hallelujah. His birth was not an accident. His birth, my friends, was pre-planned in heaven. Glory to God. Thank God. It blesses me that God's gift came at the right time. It was in the time that God ordained and foreordained and God planned. I'm glad for His gift that was right on time. And then, my friends, God's gift came to the right place. It didn't get crossed up in the mail. Some gifts go to the wrong address. They're delivered at the wrong place. Every now and then somebody will put in our mailbox or leave at our door a gift that belongs at some other address. It really doesn't belong at our place. But I want to tell you, not only was God's gift on time, God's gift arrived at the right address. Oh, glory. He didn't arrive at Rome, Italy. And He didn't arrive at Athens, Greece. And He didn't arrive at Jericho. And He didn't arrive at Jerusalem. But 700 or hundreds of years before, the prophet said, let us tell you where God's going to send His gift. And He sent it to Bethlehem. The prophet Micah said, but thou, Bethlehem, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall He come forth unto me that is to be ruler in Israel. Hundreds of years before, God said, I've got the place and I've got the time, and all the devils and demons in hell couldn't abort God's plan and couldn't hinder God from having His gift to arrive right at the place, right at the time He wanted it to. Can you say, praise the Lord? When the wise men came looking for Jesus, they had seen a star. They arrived in Jerusalem. They wanted to know where He was that was born King of the Jews. Herod heard that. It troubled him. And he had to find out where He was to be born. Where He was. So he went to the scribes. The scribes knew the Old Testament. They had studied the Old Testament. And so they told Herod and the three wise men, the prophet said hundreds of years ago that He would be born in Bethlehem. And thank God He was. God's gift, right on time, come into the right place. God's gift came the right way. He came through a virgin. And that's what Isaiah said. People that don't believe in a virgin birth can't believe that Jesus Christ is God's Son or God's gift. He not only came at the right time and the right place, but thank God He came the right way. The Bible says, therefore, the Lord Himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call His name Emmanuel. thank God. I want you to know he came at the right time. He came to the right place, and he came the right way. He came through a virgin. Hallelujah to God. The gift of God, unsolicited, unlimited, unparalleled, unchanging, undeserved. God's gift coming at the right time. God's gift coming to the right place. God's gift coming the right way through the virgin. And yet, my friends, the tragedy of it is God's gift is unclaimed by millions today. Can you imagine how you would feel if you worked very feverishly and very hard to buy your child or your loved one some special gift? And on Sunday, on Christmas Day or Christmas morning, they went to that and unwrapped the gift, and they looked at it, and they were elated, and they were filled with joy and said, "Oh, that's just what I wanted." It makes you feel so good when somebody tells you, "Thank you, that's just what I wanted and needed." But how disappointed we would be if we went to a great deal of trouble trying to give somebody we loved a gift, and then they left it unwrapped and unclaimed, neglected it, overlooked it. How it would crush us. How it crushes the heart of God that in America, where we celebrate the birth of Christ and we sing about him, and stores have commercialized the giving of the gift, and yet so many leave his great gift unclaimed. They don't want it. We don't need it. My friends, God's gift stands before us this morning. He says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock." Who's that knocking? That's God's gift. That's God's gift. He wrapped him in human flesh, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, born in poverty, laying in a manger. They saw him. They didn't see God's gift. Many saw Mary carry God's gift in her arms and never saw anything but a baby. He grew up in the streets. A match playing for the springs. And they saw him, but they didn't see God's gift. He worked in a carpenter shop. Men and women brought their furniture to him and asked him to bring their broken furniture, mended for him. And there he worked with his hands, mending material objects for the world. They saw him as a carpenter. They did not see him as God's gift. They looked at him as he ran the streets and lived in the house of Mary and Joseph. And they said, "That's Joseph and Mary's son." They did not see him as God's gift. When they drug him before Pilate and nailed him at Calvary, they saw an enemy. They saw a fanatic. They saw a man that they despised and rejected. But it was God's gift, unclaimed, unwanted. My friends, he stands at the door and knocks this morning and says, "If any man will hear my voice and open the door, I will come to him and sup with him and he with me." Oh, my friends, the greatest single thing you could do in this Christmas season is to claim God's gift. Amen. He came unto his own received him not. But to as many as received him as God's gift, he gave power to become the sons of God. Unto you a child is born, and to us a son is given. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. If you only knew what a wonderful gift God has for you, you would, my friends, claim it today. For included in this gift is eternal life. Included in this gift is joy unspeakable and full of glory. Included in this gift is a peace of God that passeth all understanding. Included in this gift is hope. Included in this life, my friends, is healing and deliverance. Included in this life is the second coming of Jesus Christ. Are you thankful for his gift? This indescribable, inexpressible gift. Too wonderful for words, and yet it's for me and you. Flabbergasted, dumbfounded, speechless, that God would love me, a sinner. Sinner. And give me his gift. Hallelujah. Aren't you grateful that you have received his gift? His gift. Father, we thank you. Dear God, we thank you. That, Lord, we received your gift. Oh, Lord, it was presented to us. And we received it. We didn't deserve it. We did not earn it. We did not merit it. But we received it. And along with that, we received forgiveness. And oh God, an heirship with thee. Perhaps, Lord, we have neglected sometimes to express our gratitude and share your great gift with others. I pray that if there are those here this morning without you, I pray, Father, if there are those here this morning that's never made room in their life for your gift, they have no room in their home, they have no room in their mind, they have no room in their plan, they have lived excluding your gift from their life, I pray, God, today they would make room for your gift. Holy Ghost, deal with men and women. I sense in my spirit there might be somebody here today that would like to come forward and receive God's gift. Hallelujah. It's unlimited, friends. It's unlimited. While heads are bowed and every Christian is praying, and our minds center on Jesus, I wonder if there's anybody in this congregation say, Brother Jack, I need God's gift in my life. Would you pray for me? Would you raise your hands? The Spirit of God deals. Are there anyone here? Say, I need God's gift in my life. All of you are saved. All of you are right with God. Is there anyone? Thank you, Jesus. Spirit of the Lord, you know the hearts of men and women. You're the one that has to draw. You're the one that has to lead. Lord, don't let them say no to you. Don't let them reject your gift. God, that gift that is so wonderful. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for that great gift. Hallelujah. While heads are bowed and eyes are still closed, how many of you back there in that congregation say, Brother Jack, I received this gift over 25 years ago. Would you slip up your hands? Thank God. Thank God. How many of you received this gift in the last 10 years? Would you raise your hands? Glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. How many of you received the gift of God in the last 5? Would you raise your hands? Hands of all descriptions. Let me ask you something. How many of you are glad you received this gift? Oh, hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. And I know I could ask each one of you, would you please stand and describe God's gift? If I would ask you to come up here this morning and stand in this pulpit And I would commission you, would you please describe God's gift to this congregation? I believe you'd say many wonderful things. But I believe every one of us, when we got through trying to describe that gift, would feel like we didn't tell the half of it. You really just can't always put it in words, can you? But aren't you glad that deep down in your innermost beings you feel the peace that comes from accepting that gift and the joy of God? Thank you, Lord. I want us all to stand to our feet. I want us to sing some chorus or some song of praise and adoration to God for His gift. I want us all to lift up our voices. And I want us to thank God for His gift. Thanks be unto God, He says. That's what we're doing over again this Christmas season. We're just saying thank you, God, again. I know people try to get on us all the time about celebrating Christmas, but we celebrate Christmas in order just to say thank you, God. Thank you, God, all over again for your gift. We know, Lord, that it's from you. Amen. What are we going to sing, Brother David? Amen.
It's wonderful.
His name is wonderful. His name is wonderful. His name is wonderful.
Let's make love to Him.
Jesus, my Lord, is every shepherd, master.
The words.
His name is wonderful, Jesus my Lord.
Sing it again. Amen.
And He's the great shepherd, the rock of all ages, almighty God is He.
Sing about it and think about it.
He's the great shepherd, the rock of all ages. Almighty God is He. Bow down before Him, just love and adore.
Would you bow your heads with us and let's thank God in a special way for His gift? Would you do that? Right there where you are, would you just start thanking God for His gift? Would you join Paul and countless millions of saints in saying, thanks be unto God. Thanks be unto God for His indescribable, inexpressible gift. Father, we do pause to give you thanks. Oh, Lord, we want you to know that our heart is filled with gratitude this morning. Oh, Lord, we want you to know that we appreciate the gift of your Son. We appreciate that it was born in poverty that we might be made rich. We thank you, dear God, that though, Lord, the world may not understand His birth, we're glad, God, as believers, as Christians, we can sing joy to the world. Hallelujah to God. We can join in adoration and praise. And, oh, Lord, we do recognize, dear God, the wonderful gift that Thou hast given to us. And we pray that, God, we shall take this gift and share it, oh God, with so many that are so needy. And Lord, we pray that, God, in the process of giving and receiving, we will be filled, dear God, with humility, oh God, and excitement and enthusiasm about the precious gift you have given us. Oh God, your unchanging gift. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Lord, we plead the blood over us during this season. Hallelujah. I feel like there may be someone here that you have a deep need in your life. And you're approaching Christmas season with a weight on you. You're bound up until your spirit is not free to enjoy the blessings of the season. Something in your life condemns you today. Something in your life binds you today. Something has you feeling guilty. I come against that in the name of Jesus. I pray, dear God, for that individual that has waited. There is no joy in their life this morning. They're not excited. Oh, God, they're weighted down. I pray that right now they would reach out and touch Jesus and be delivered and set free by your power. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Well, praise God. It's happening, friends. Glory, you are receiving from God the benefits of that gift this morning. Hallelujah to God. We give you the praise and the honor and the glory for it. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. You are being set free from the bondage that binds you to enjoy the freedom and blessings of God. Hallelujah.